Thank you, Alana. Alana will be with us in just a sec for the grand finale, the reveal of fake news from the newsroom. Nathan says, boys, we say we can't compare time, but we put Bradman at number one. Was he versing weaker players? How were the pitches back then? Too hard to compare, if you ask me. Well, I see where you're going there, Nathan. However, if you don't have Don Bradman as the number one batsman, full stop, you're not in the same argument here. Golf Nut here again. For those who say Border and Ponting face better bowlers, different eras, which I get, but could the same argument be put forward to say Ponsford, Ryder were better then and Ponting and Border because they played on uncovered pitches? How good is this discussion? You're right. And I just got a text message too from somebody who knows a lot about this. Don't forget we had some great batsmen before 1977 as well. So, see, we could be here. Golf Nut, this is your fault. You did this, which is a great discussion. And I know it's going to continue after we are off air. 0457 736 736. Let me know your thoughts. All right, let's do it.
They tell you fake news. It's fake news. Fake news.
That's the question.
You got me here.
Oh, good.
You've actually got me.
You didn't see my piece of paper before, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, excellent.
No. I haven't seen a thing. 2 a.m. Tommy's with us. I was about to say he's normally on the money with these things, but I think we finished the scoreboard last year. You were...
I don't recall.
Terrible.
I don't recall.
Who are you, Craig Tiley? All right.
No.
Let's get into it. So the three headlines that you gave us were...
You'd like to hear them again?
Yes.
Okay, number one, lost dog rescued by pork sausage dangled by drone. Mm-hmm. Number two, pigs can't fly but goldfish can drive.
Yes.
And number three... Morbidly obese man sues Apple, claims finger fatties are being discriminated against.
Okay. On the text line, Dan says the first one's fake, the lost dog. Another one says fat fingers is fake news. Chook Man says, got a feeling scientists tested goldfish and they can drive, tried to text with two fingers, epic fail, going number one as fake. Tommy?
Okay. So I want to clarify some things. So the goldfish driving, so that's he can drive a car, a bike, Trundle, what are we talking about?
Oh, you always ask for details.
Because I've got to figure out what's fake and what's real.
And this is coming from the editor of Tommy's Tribune, where it's only headlines and no detail.
Yes, that's saying a lot, isn't it?
That's saying a lot.
Look, you can drive just full stop. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Do we know how long the dog was lost for, where the dog was?
No.
I'm not going to give you further details.
And it was just someone's random idea to put a pork sausage underneath a drone and just fly around the area. I would assume the local neighbourhood, and the dog would somehow just sniff it or see it and be
Well,
like,
one of our texters did say it's got to be fake because it'd be a beef sausage.
Oh, you reckon?
Well, here's the thing, though. Why do you need to put... If you've got the drone with the camera and you'd fly on the drone and you can see down, why do you need the sausage there? Because you can just see down and see where the dog is.
Yeah.
What's the sausage doing?
Well, as you get down closer, then the dog follows it back. Mm. I mean, the dog's not going to look up and go, oh, there's a drone, I'm lost, better follow it back.
No, but then you can get in the drone and then get in a car.
True.
Okay, right.
So that's the only thing.
Okay.
So that's leading me. So the car one, the goldfish one, that was leading me to be fake. Mm-hmm. I think the Apple one's real because I can imagine just someone that's been scoffing their face wants to blame someone else for their problems. I can just imagine that being real. So
kind of true,
that's
it?
Real. So I'm going to go first one fake.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to go number one fake. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go number one fake. Dan?
Yeah, I think number one's fake as well.
Okay. Time for the reveal.
The fake story. Oh, sorry.
Wait, were you waiting
there'd be some music or something or like maybe a little bit of a drum roll, but that's okay. Number three is fake. Morbidly obese man does not sue Apple, claiming finger fatties are being discriminated against. But I think someone should. Because I've got fat thumbs and I'm always struggling. They're fat. I've got fat little fingers.
What about the nails?
That's why I put them on, because otherwise they look really chubby.
The fingernail. But how do you text with those fingernails?
Yeah, well, that could actually be the problem.
There's your problem right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that?
Because I always struggle. Yeah. I'm always struggling.
Right. So you got me there, because I would have dead set thought someone would have complained about that.
You wanted to make a statement.
I did.
Yeah.
I wanted to start 2022 with a strong statement.
Well, see, I thought it was real because we already had some inspiration, and just listen to this audio.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Another Simpsons bit of audio.
Nice.
That's great.
That's out of the Simpsons. That was from our texter as well. You've done a good job there. Okay, so that one's fake. Mm. So tell us about the lost dog.
Oh, this is gorgeous. I absolutely love this story. It's Millie. Look at Millie. I've got a photo here for our listeners. Millie is a Jack Russell.
Which you can't see. But,
which you can't see. And there was a sausage that was dangled off a drone.
There's a photo of a drone with a bit of rope and a sausage.
Photographic evidence.
Yep.
So what happened, Millie got off a leash and then she went to some dangerous mud flats.
Right.
Over in the UK. And then no one could reach her for days and days and days. So they led her to higher ground with a pork sausage.
Right. Because my question around that was going to be, if it was in the suburbs of Sydney,
yes,
you'd have every dog chasing your drone.
And probably so some people too.
And probably a
couple
of
me at 6 a.m. That's I get right. a bit hungry.
Looking for a,
oh, no.
a snack. Number two.
Some bacon and eggs.
Yeah. Yep. Number two.
Okay. And the number two one is this goldfish that was driving around.
Oh, you got photos here.
Yeah, glass little tank.
Yeah.
And what they did... Wrap your head around this.
Yes.
They tracked the movements with a sensor inside the tank and then used that to drive the vehicle around in Israel. So goldfish can drive. They don't have great memories, though.
No.
Still probably better drivers than me.
Yeah, so they got lost. They didn't know how to get back.
No.
They didn't know where they'd
driving gone. Around, yeah. Around in circles.
The things we learn.
Yes.
And not only that, when management goes through your history... and starts looking at what you've been looking at on websites, they're going to go, what on earth does our newsreader do here?
We've got to give Hutchie the update. Don't worry.
Yeah,
she's
don't
actually
worry.
Working.
Yeah,
I'm
Alana
working away.
Quite often prints out photos of drones with sausages and goldfish sitting on the top of some tank driving around.
And my search history too is a bit strange.
There you go. There's another story. Thank you. Can we do this again next week?
I hope so.
All right, Alana McIntyre there with fake news from the newsroom.